As Vermont looks for new ways to combat the problem of opioid addiction, House lawmakers are taking a closer look at the state's drug laws. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, proposed legislation would soften criminal penalties for possession of heroin and other drugs.
Burlington Representative Selena Colburn says drug addiction is first and foremost a public health issue. And she says harsh criminal penalties aren't exactly conducive to recovery.
Criminal justice system interactions can be very damaging to people in achieving recovery. It makes it harder to get a job. It makes it harder to get employment.
So Colburn has introduced legislation that would soften penalties for simple possession of heroin, cocaine, and other drugs. The bill would turn felony possession crimes into misdemeanors. And it has the support of the state's top law enforcement official.
Do we want to create a class of felons from people who are struggling with addiction, whereby we essentially take away their eligibility to enter into upward mobility in our community?
That's Attorney General T.J. Donovan. Donovan says the existing statute sometimes draws no distinction between addicts and the people profiting off their disease. Donovan says the legislation would help solve that problem.
Well, I think what we want to do is create the distinction that we know already exists between people who use drugs because they're addicted to drugs and people who sell drugs for greed and for profit.
Colburn says the legislation would also create a new felony crime called possession with intent to sell. And she says people caught with a large amount of drugs could be charged under the new statute. The bill failed to meet a key legislative deadline earlier this year, but Colburn says the House Judiciary Committee may try to add the legislation to a separate bill. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.